This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In studying John 3, we've considered how to help people understand where they're at in relationship to Jesus Christ. Once they've come to understand approximately where they are, you can explain more readily where God wants their relationship with Jesus Christ to be. As mentioned in our last visit, if they say they're married to Jesus Christ, I ask them when and where that took place. I usually add, it's always a joy to hear how someone came to experience God's grace and salvation. If they're clear in describing their saving relationship with Jesus Christ, I rejoice with them. If they are ambivalent, I proceed in the same way I would if they had answered that they are dating, or dating seriously, or are engaged. Some admit they're probably just getting acquainted. I point out that when a couple considers marriage, they are two imperfect people trying to work at developing a healthy relationship. No matter how open they are to each other, they won't fully know each other. That opens the door to possible surprises and pitfalls that could destroy their marriage. There's a big difference when you consider entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Though you are imperfect, He is perfect. He knows you fully. He knows what He's getting into. He will never be surprised by anything you share or do in your relationship with Him. He is capable of handling anything you might bring to the relationship, and He will never fail you or bail out. That's the most persuasive reason for committing your life to Jesus Christ and trusting in Him. If you're interested in making that commitment, let me know, ludgolz@aol.com.